So we saw the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha. I want a little bit, maybe to explain a little bit more the Etzem Advo. The Gemara asked the Kasha, my Ayri the Tony Poitois, Litni Oisois. Why it says in the Mishnah, Chameshes Noshim, Poitois, Tzorotayim, Litni Oisois, Tzorotayim. This is the girsa that we have, Rashi has. If it tastes, the girsas may be different. My Ari the Tony Poitois, Litni Asuris. Asuris maybe will go even on the Erva herself, interessant. If the girsa would be Asuris, maybe it would be even on the Erva herself. The Mishnah of the Pashas is talking about the Torah. Don't look at the girsa of Rashi is. What is the kasha of the Gemara? So Rashi and Tesis explain. The Gemara is bothered that when you write poitrois as mashma, I can do Hebrew. Or was in Isur to marry the Tzor. So why the Tana doesn't write the MS that is also to marry the Tzor? Why it only says that I'm potu to marry the Tzoro? Say the emes. It's much more, it's also. When Medayik yesterday in Shir and in Rashi, without Rashi I would read the Gemara like this. Why it says she's potu the Tzoro? Say she's also. But it's potu, it's mashma, only potu. But you could do what you want. Also, you're not allowed to. So why it says poitrois, say oistrois. Oysos is mashma, you're not allowed to. Rashi lektzachtzu, not only that the poitrois is mashma in potu, and in oysos is mashma that it's also, Rashi adds a couple words. If the Tana writes poitrois, mashma pturas ve'iboi meyabe. Not only stam, that is no aveira to marry the Tzoro, not only that is no aveira to marry the Tzoro, if I want, I could be meyabim the tzor. Yeah, but I think it's poshut like that because as mimonefshach. If it patters the tzor, the tzor is a yishesach. So the tzad that I'm allowed to marry the tzor has to be that I would allow to do it on tzibu. You're right. Lutzil the elva doesn't ask the tzor. Say that. But if she's potter meyibum, she's a yishesach from the second brother. So Rashi explains that if the Tana would write poitrois, I would think that there's no mitzvah, but if there's no mitzvah, I could do yibum. I don't have to. She's finding more litne oisrois. Then it's also to do. So we see the Gemara. My ayin letoni poitro is litne oisrois. Now Rashi and Tesis have a problem. The Iker Rashi. What do you mean? Maybe taket's not also. Mechet Tesis taket that it's also. You want me to write oisrois? Efshat takenish? Efshat the gather of Erva is that she patters the tzor. Who says that the tzor becomes awesome? So Rashi comes to answer that the Baramatu lit no oisrois. The Hovada yasurisem me'achar shen skukos leibum v'kayim me beisur eishesach. Val is noch mitzvahs yibum. You know what Rashi said before you boy me'yav and v'esachlish? Val is no mitzvahs yibum. B'meir for sure is koi be'isur eishesach. So the Gemara says, don't write poitra, litni oisrois. Rashi is coming to explain, take, don't write poitra, write oisrois. Zot Rashi, who said take that it's also? Zot Rashi, the hovada yasur eishesach. Me'achra shepoto rakosu koya lebe'isur eishesach. So I want to be mad, because we spoke it out a little bit, and Ezra Shem, this is Noigea, to the whole sugi of Amud Beis. We have a chkira that is called poitrois or oisrois. We know the erva you can't do ibum, but you can't do also ibum to the tzora erva. And the shayla is why I can't do ibum to the tzora erva. Shteit litzrei, I can't do ibum to the tzora erva. And here we have two drachim why I can't do ibum to the tzora erva. One reason is, as gzeiras hakosuv, the erva patters kol habayis. If it's an erva, the bayis is potu. The erva patters the bayis. This is one way to understand that the Erva patters the bais. There's another way to understand why I can't do Yibum that is called Oisris. The El Ve'Aser is the Bayit. This is the Chkire of Poitris and Oisris. Poitris means the El Ve'Pater is the Bayit. Now, so why the Maisa I can't do Yibum is no mitzvah. The Meir comes back to Eishes Ach. And when the Filo Shnir, it's again the Eishes Ach will Pater the second. So the Tzor, this is the elder part of the Tzor. The Tzor becomes the Ishisach. My other brother marries her and he dies. Now that Ishisach part is vital. That is what is called poitras. Oisrois, the elder asses the Tzor. What is the gather of the elder asses the Tzor? So the Primogodim, and Paras Yosef, and Gimel Amud Beis, the Primogodim brings down, that the gather is that the tzoro becomes like a shtick bitoy. The tzoro is called a bitoy. She's also a bitoy. Tzoras bitoy ke bitoy. Skarov and Sefer also is Azama Shmos. So again, if in the first side, the tzoro bichlal doesn't put his surim, the erva doesn't put his surim on the tzoro. She patters the tzoro. The second side is the erva asses the tzoro. The pashas of the gather, the erva asses the tzoro. The gather is that it becomes a Shem Bitoy. So vital for us Yosef was in Gimel Amud Beis, as we're going to say for us Yosef and Yerobes, he wants to say that if you boil a tzor, you chayev shtayim, achas mishum eshesach, achas mishum bitoy. And it's Azam HaShmoyz and Buskerov and Sefer. Reb Nochem says that he heard from Rebbe Uchber, and Rebbe Uchber said that he met the Buskerov, and when he spoke to the Buskerov, and the Buskerov that said that it's ois ois, Biskarov told him that it didn't mean that the Tzorah will become a Bitoy. It meant that the Tzorah will become a Ishesach. So he asked Biskarov, say, you Choyzer? You say Poitois? Biskarov says, no, I say Oisois. He says, so Bitoy? He says, no, I mean Ishesach. So the Biskarov explained to him, Pusit Barachov, it's not a mocking here, that Poitois means again, is a Aloch, everyone is an elder, everyone is out. The man comes back to Ishesach. Oisois means, for the same reason, the Erve is also Le'ibu, but the Melech becomes Potu, the Erve asses the Tzor Le'ibu. Not with a new Isu that is called Bitter. It asses the Ishesach Le'ibu. And after it's also it becomes Potu. Poitris means, it's exactly as a cause of, if one is the Erve, the family is Potu. Why the Ishesach comes back? When you Potu, the Ishesach comes back. Oisus means, not as a exactly as a cause of, it's a Tzor Adir, the family is Potu. When it's a tzor deer, the ishesach becomes the erva deke ishesach, and b'meli you can do yibum, and b'meli she's potu.
Say the whole time that comes
back. B'meli. So the gather of oisrois, if it's the ishesach, we'll have to explain the Baruch Ber later. But it's mamish like the primogodim and the pashas of Biskarov that it's an erva. But this is the famous chkira poitres oisrois. For sure. Rashi here, when he says, why the Gemara has don't write poitris, write oisrois, Rashi says, it b'melish is also the kaima b'isur eshesach. For sure it's mashma from Rashi that the gather is poitris. But why I would not build on this Rashi? Rashi grabbed a holds poitris. And be'etzer we'll see, the Hemshech HaSugi Rashi explains poitris. But I would not take this Rashi to be a teres roshenu, that Rashi holds poitris and not oisrois. Because here Rashi is only explaining who told the Gemara that it's a Isu. Maybe the Tanya writes Chameshes or Noshim Poitrois because the Mahalach is Takedan and Pantras. Maybe Takedan is the Mahalach. You ask me why the Eli Kedana didn't write Oisrois. And the Mahalach will be like Biskarov and Primogodim. You know why? Because it's not. What is the Kasha? Tanya, write Oisrois. It's not Oisrois, it's Poitrois. So Rashi, even if it's poitrois, but it comes back to Ishesach, that she's also, so you could write oisrois. You're right. Avad, if you learn poitrois like we learn Be'etzim, the Alamon, it's poitrois, and the Gemara de Ishesach comes back, Loshon Rashi is very gishmak. There is no real oisrois. Even when the Gemara asks oisrois, she doesn't mean oisrois, vasidu abriskerov. She says, well, it's p'tur b'mele zeis. Again, poitrois says, every erve part of the tzorah b'mele comes. Oisrois means, mamish, the erve goes in, puts in a isur and the tzor of the melech becomes also. So about it, you could have learned very, very shivish the Gemara. If like the Gemara poitris, it's toch tzor oisrois. Toch oisrois. It works different. And Rashi doesn't explain that that is the kasha. The kasha is, about it's poitris. But the mais, the bottom line, in the end is a isur. So for sure, if Rashi means poitris, for sure he explains the Gemara, if he the MS, there's no oisrois in the world. There's only poitris. Aber I'm saying, even if Rashi would be learning like the Biskarov, that is a Musag of Oisrois, he for sure now will explain it in this Shlav of the Gemara, because the Eilik Ketanet did not write Oisrois. He writes Poitrois. Fight the Gemara is Oisrois. Maybe Takanish. So Rashi, because even if not, Abad and Doch the Ptur, the Ishazach comes back, and this is the Eilik Eroshin of Rashi. The Havada Yasur Esrem, Me'achar Shem Skuk Esleim, Uvekai Mebi Yisur Ishazach. So this is, again, B'mikre Rashi learns Poitrois. That the Eved is patters and the Yisach comes back. Not that she puts a shame bitoy, or she makes an Isu and whatever she becomes potter. That is Shitas Rashi, and Behemshach HaSugya here will see it even clearer. But I'm saying, in this Rashi, it's Gishmakri of Poitrois, and Rashi just explained that the Isu will come back, but even if Rashi will learn that the Eved could answer the Tzorah, but Ravala the Gemara cannot answer Shekash and Litne Oisrois, because Mechateise. So Rashi explains, the Ravala Yasros, and for the Gemara. Itone oisrois, have a amino osu leyabem, aval michlatz cholza. So the Madur Basra explained that this is the way we learn. This is the way that you show me. But when the Gemara has in your kasha, my ayredetoni poitrois litni oisrois. The Gemara didn't mean, right, asur, chamesh asanoshim, asurois, so to say, minachalitzo minahivu matzov kolorilo. Because the Gemara now taught that you will have to do chalitza. So Avadu, when the Gemara asked litni oisrois, was included in the question, take out the chalitza. As I said before, she takes kishonim. But it's the pashtus of Gemara. Because Loshon Oisrois doesn't pass on chalitza. So I'm my eye to the point is litni oisrois and only asurois meibu. Frag of them the Gemara, itone oisrois, ava amina, osuleyavim, and amech latzchot, so you would need a chalitza. But when the Gemara asked the kashen, litni asurois, she would mean both. She can't ask a kasha. Itone oisrois have a mina osu leyabe ba michlat chotzo. So the Tane asks, write asuris leyabe, and the Mila will know everything. But that was the kasha of the Gemara. What is the Gemara's kasha? Why it says you potu say you osu? The Mila if it's an isur, everything is potu. So the Gemara no. If it be osu, I would think that you have to have chalitza, because al kochoch and eish esach b'libon and ifteres b'lei chalitza. But that's the Seder HaGemor. So Seder HaGemor is litni oisrois, and b'meile what? And you don't have to write chalitza. And if someone is also, she's mufka from the whole parsha, parsha has a isu. So the Gemor, if I would write isu, I would not think that she's mufka from the ganze parsha. Why? Rashi explains, because eish esach b'libon and ifteres b'lei chalitza. So the Gemor, iton ha-oisrois, sa'ave amina, rosu liyava, michlatz chotz, komash malo. If that is your problem, so Be'etzim you want to write Oisrois, if you can't write Oisrois, because then I would think that it's only for me, but not for Chalitza. Litni Asur Olachloitz. Say Asur Oliyab and Belachloitz. And Bebele, everything will be good. So the Gemara, Maikov, Alom Elo, I can't write Asur Olachloitz. Well, someone takes off a shoe. It's Aveir to take off a shoe. So the Gemara, Alom Elo, so back to the question. So right, chameishes lenoshim, oisro tzoroseim, vitzoro tzoroseim, and achalitza v'naibum. And she's not allowed to do not yibum and not chalitza. Ay, why not to do chalitza? Shematoim ochenetzes mitiabemes. That is the Gemara's kashen. So why doesn't say asuris? And in a second we'll see the terms of the Gemara. So because Mekoyim, we explained yesterday by Archovet, so the Gemara meant if you would write asuris, she would be in the parasha, just you can't do it. So I would think that she could do chalitza. For the Gemara, so write it out clear. Asur leyabem v'asur lachlitz. For the Gemara, what could be the isur of chalitza? And for the Gemara, the isur of chalitza could be she'im ha'toim ha'choletzes mitiabemes. That is the tzur se d'shmais. That is the tzur se d'shmais. She'im ha'toim ha'choletzes mitiabemes. And here we have it all. So the Gemara Be'etzem is asking on the Tana, instead of writing Chamesh Esronosh in Poitrus Tzoroseim Vitzoroch Tzoroseim in Achalitza Minayibu, instead of writing Chamesh Esronosh in Poitrus Tzoroseim Vitzoroch Tzoroseim in Achalitza Minayibu, write Chamesh Esronosh in Oisrois Tzoroseim Vitzoroch Tzoroseim in Achalitza Minayibu. And it'll be a Naya Isru to take off a shoe from a Tzorosel. So the Gemara, no, Poshta Isru. Weiss though is that that Isru stays. Because if that Isru doesn't exist, so it's not a kasha why the Tana doesn't write it. Why the Tana doesn't write it? Because he doesn't hold from it. Obviously, Zot Goruch Lamer, that it's so glad But there's a svara to say that you're not allowed to do chalitza שאם אתה אומר מחוילץ אז מתייבמץ. So it's a glad to svara to say that there's an איסור to do chalitza. It's a glad to svara to say that there's an איסור to do chalitza to רצור הסרנה שאם אתה אומר מחוילץ אז מתייבמץ. Rather, the Tanya writes poitras for a different reason, like the Gemara will answer in a second. But the glad the reason to write oisres, you could write oisres min ha'ibu min ha'chalitza, even the be'etzem is not aware to take off shoes of people, because if you don't have to do it, so we mentioned yesterday, Frank Dor, Chashul Chanak, Oroch Lanera Shaila. So why the Shulchan Oroch and the Poiskim didn't bring down the Isra? The Isra, the Rabbanah, to take off the shoe for the Tzor HaSelver. Why is the Isra to take off? Because Shema Torim Ocholetz, it's Midiyabemetz. Shema Torim Ocholetz, it's Midiyabemetz. Why this Isra doesn't state nicht in Rambam, nicht in Shulchan Oroch? That is the order that we asked yesterday. And we mentioned that we could answer that Avada Lemaskona that she's Ptuva and she's not in the parsha with the whole Asbora that we explained yesterday. So there's no reason not to do Chalitza. No one will come to say Shiva to Chalitza is with Yabemetz. Only when the Isha is in the parsha, just you can't do it. So then Imatoim Chalitza is with Yabemetz. So the Maskona that it's Poitro is she's Mufka from the parsha. Mele, we didn't write, Mele, there's no Yisru like that. But if you don't have a Mele, that is a Yisru, that is only Yisru, then I would think, Shema Torim Becholetz Es Mit Yabemes. That was the Hezbo we explained yesterday. And there's a Shtikr Raya to it, as a Bishmuel, that writes down, I don't know what's all I you have a brother dies, and he has five wives. Do Cholitza to one. The rest are potu. More than that, you don't have to take the shoe out of five. You don't have to take the shoe out of five. You take the shoe out of one of them. All the other four wives feel like out of the picture. You know, everyone wants to be that comma shape to the brother. So they ask that they could also be taken off the shoes. You know, not to do for everyone. So they could do. Let them to feel good. שאם אתה אומר חולץ, אז מתייבמץ. כדי איסה בדף ג' אינה לא לאטו, אבל נשמור זה, there's no idea, but if someone wants, you can do what you want. זהו דה במסמר, what you can do, זה כמו, שאם אתה אומר חולץ, מתייבמץ, אינה לא לאטו. So why the Mesmer only asks it here? Why doesn't ask the Ochanel's Kasha? The Ochanel's Kasha, why no one brings down the Isu? A Kasha from Isu. But here the Mesmer, the Shmuel said that if everyone feels that they want to take off a shoe, you're allowed to let them take off the shoes. Frank the Mesmer, Shimatayim Lecholetz Mit Yabemetz. Zog Nevel, the Mesmer didn't ask that every time is a Yisro. He knows the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this Yisro. Why? Like we said, the Maskona it's Poitroi, she's out of the Parsha. When you're out of the Parsha, there's no Gzeir Shimatayim Lecholetz Mit Yabemetz. Only in the case of the Bishmuel and all of the five fell in Yibum, and you now do Yibum to some of them, and you're doing Yibum to one of them, then we say, if you will do Chalitza to the rest, Shi'im HaTorim HaCholetzes Mit Yabemetz. This was the Shtikotei we said yesterday. Baruch Hashem, the Ika Shtikot, Shteit in Teisves Golmish. Where is the Teisves Golmish? Listen to the first of Teisves Golmish. Teisves Golmish, Asa Kashel, and Maskona, the Gemara says, Lid Mi Poitrois. Get it in a second. For the Gemara, to write only Pturus min Ha'ibum. The Gemara, I would think also Chalitza. Kamash on Kol She'en O'el Le'ibum and O'el Le'chalitza. Right? Kol She'en O'el Le'ibum and O'el Le'chalitza. Fred Le'et Toises Golnish, maybe there's no klal of Kol She'en O'el Le'ibum and O'el Le'chalitza. You know why you don't do Chalitza Tarayas? Shiva Tarayim O'chalitza, with Yabemes. Look at the Muhammad's Yad of Tisus Golnish, the copies from yesterday. Kamash on Kol O'el Le'ibum. Hiksha Aram, Eich Mashmeinu Bezeh. Toimar, iton en ochud av amine, matayim ocholetz, as midiabemes, kina amrin elein. It's one of the mistakes, this is Golnish, but they didn't take out the mistakes. But the kasha, this is the kasha that this is Golnish. You say, a klal of kol shei, no ele libra chalitza, right? Maybe the maisa, you know why the potu? The mishnah, shake the potu? You know why the maisa, maybe the potu? Maybe because, zokter, even the Tomei, two rois. Reishayach lo imar shemata choletzes misgabemes. Aval bekan nitone pturis liyabem lo isyoyim choletzes misgabemes. Only if it's also, then I would say shemata imar choletzes misgabemes. So that is Beretzim the answer. It could be the whole Sol Kedaitoch if this Isru Shima Toim Echoles Mityabemes is only the Fide Havamine, not the Fide Maskone that is Pturis. But that is the longest. It's a little bit schwer because Mikol Mokoin, we know the Emes that is Pturis. Yes, in Tane, don't write Pturis, write Asurois, because Pturis people could come to a mistake. So we say, yeah, but how I will know Chalitza? You're right that it's also Lachlitz. Yes, what is the Aveir Lachlitz? Shiva Toim Echoletzes Mityabemes. And we say, La'aloch, it's not Megea, because La'aloch, when there's no Erve, there's no Isu. So, while the emesis, that is Poitrois. So, the emesis, that is no Isu. So, the Tana can write it. So, what the Gemara wants exactly, that the Tana will write it. This is a bit of Shver, or Mamshur the Gemara. And for the Gemara, this is the Gemara that we have to know. So, why it says Poitrois? Kevon de bemokim mitzvah de asir et zoro sheloi bemokim mitzvah sharye mishumochi toni poitrois. Hey, what is the terrors of the Gemara? Kevon de bemokim mitzvah de asir et zoro sheloi bemokim mitzvah sharye mishumochi toni poitrois. So Rashi explains, if you would say Oisrois, you would think that it really answers even Shalai B'Mokim Mitzvah. Now, here it would answer even Shalai B'Mokim Mitzvah. If the Tana would write Oisrois, I would think even Shalai B'Mokim Mitzvah means, even if a stranger is married to my daughter and he dies, I can't marry the second wife because the Isur goes through. Here's for sure the Biskarov. Here's for sure the Gedal of the Megorim. If Tana Oisrois, so why the Tana didn't write Oisrois? But the Isur is only B'Mokim Mitzvah. If the Tana would write Oisrois, I would think even Shalai B'Mokim Mitzvah. And now that it says Poitrois, so I know that it doesn't give over the Isur. It only makes a Ptur. So in this Gemara, Be'etzim state like one side of the Chakira. Especially if the Prumegodim in the Beskero. Look how Rashi explains it. Kevon shebokim mitzvah sibum od asir tzor asabas shelo im mikotzim kigoy nochi shelo sochaton im lo isha acheres mishumach ito nepoitris di ito neo yisro is mashma shabat riser es olov likach vekal vachoy mer shelo im mokim mitzvah aval poitris lo im mashma yisur bichlal mishum tzor asabat elo abas poitarto meibu ויסורי שוכי ולא ממילא דהבה ביסורי שסך שיש לו בונה. This is the Rashi, and we have to remember, the Rashi and Thesis, that is Pashtus, are often the Gemore, that to the side of the Chakira, that it's called Poitrois. We have to know that it's very wichtig to the Hemshach HaGemore, where we learn later the Sugis, that Biskarov and Andre will want to learn that the Geder of Tzor HaSev, that is Oisrois, Lechure is often a Gemara, at least the way Rashi and Tesis explain our Gemara. I don't know if it's a different way even to explain it. The Gemara says, why the Tana says Poitrois and not Oisrois? And the Tana is talking about a Tzor. Because if you would say Oisrois, you would think that the Geder is that the Erbe could answer. So even Shalai B'Mokim Mitzvah, she could answer. The answer is, you have a mistake, they're not Oisrois. They're Poitrois. It's not Oisrois, it's Poitrois. So this is Kimat, I'm saying, Beseder HaGemore, Bepshat HaGemore, it's Kimat Ofen HaGemore. That together is Poitrois and not Oisrois, and that is Seder HaGemore and Pshat HaGemore. Zog the Gemore, Umay Ayri Letoni Min HaChalitza Min HaYikum. Okay, says Poitrois. So we're switching, and this we explained yesterday by Achov, I'm not going back to all the Diyukim. So now the Gemara learns the Geder Poitrois, and she's out completely. Out completely. Frank the Gemara, Yomai, Yom Chalitza Min HaYibum, Litni Min HaYibum Lechuda. And we explained, even that before we thought that if you don't write Chalitza, you would need Chalitza because the Tana would say Oisrois. But now that she's Potu, the Tana is using the Loshon Potu, I would realize that she's Potu and Gans. יתונה מן האיבום, אבל מין המחלץ חוצר, איבום אלו מייבא, וזאת רשי עד, שלא יהיה להפקיע מצרס איבום. כלומר, שכל האוילה לאיבום, אוילה לחליצה, וכל שאין אוילה לאיבום, אין אוילה לחליצה. This is the Gemara, the way we explained it yesterday. רב נוחם, was a מהרמוקוים, a ריטבו, and the כרח of רב נוחם, that he showed that it's a רשי. Well, maybe we could argue Rav Nochem, but we'll try it together. Rav Nochem said, "Nigmora asakah shalit mipoytros," and we said, "Now it's afkoy, afkoy." Nigmora, even though it's afkoy, but maybe we'll be chalitza. I read Nigmora said it before. We said, "Before it was oisros," so then we thought chalitza, but poytros we didn't think. And Nigmora says, "Even so, but maybe it's a parshas chalitza." And we said, "Yes, from the Rashi, shaloi leafkia mitzvah sibum, maybe it's a parshas chalitza." Yeah, and the more answer is kol she'ein lo yibum eino lechalitza. Kol she'ein lo yibum eino lechalitza. Reb Nochem showed a ritva. You have the page from yesterday. Look at the ritva. The last piece. Look at the ritva in the last piece. Have the look at the ritual. Look at the ritual. Have a mina mechlatz chotzo, pirush, pirush, soras erven mias. What is this? What does Rashi mean? What the ritual means? Shmuel, what the ritual means? See the ritual inside? Yeah, get a ritual. Well, there's it. You have a ritual? Pirush, Soras, Erven, Mias. When the Gemara had a tzad that maybe you will need Chalitze, only the Tzoro, not the Erven. Interesting. Now, before we explain, in the first Gemara, the Ritva didn't say it. He told the Oisrois, Have a mina osur leyabe and michlatz chotzo. Who? The Tzoro Mias. No, maybe everyone. And the second Gemara, that it says poitros. So the Gemara, if I would write poitros, I would think you only potu min ha'ibu, but you need to do chalitza. You only potu min ha'ibu, but you need to do chalitza. So the Rashi, so the Ritva, who? The Tzoro. The Elma herself, we didn't have a tzad that she would need to do chalitza. Sounds good. Pirush, Kirush, Tzoras Erven Mias. At least the Tzoras Erven. Kilo, it's not very shver, because if it says Poitrois, you're out. Like we met this yesterday, even though before we said Poitrois was Oisrois. But now that it's Poitrois, we think that you're out. B'chotch the Tzor. Okay, a deal. Zogim Nochem, don't think that it's a strange ritva. Dos is Shitas Rashi Pshat. Rashi also learns Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara asks in the second time, Pturis Midayibu, but we'll have to have Chalitza, the Gemara is not talking on the Erva herself, the Gemara is talking on the Tzor. Where's the Rashi? Diyuk from Rav Nochem, to Diyuk. Look at Rashi, Dibra Masril, Have Amine Mechlatz Cholzo, Sheloi Lafkiya Mitzvah Sibu, אבל יבום אלוהי משום גזיר הסקוסוב דליצרוי. So Rashi is talking about the Tzor. Not about the Erv. Okay, anyway, Rashi the whole time speaks that they need a posuk on both. Over the next words. קומן מסנים, הויל ופוטרוסו הבאס מזיקס ייבום פטורו מן החליצו. פוטרוסו הבאת. He's not talking on the bat herself. And the whole time in the Mishnah, Rashi spoke about both. Where it's Ptur, it's Shneim. Alam al Rashi spoke on the Elmer herself. Pitom here, Rashi is talking about the Tzoro. Zog Reb Nochem, the Teretz is, when now when you write Pturois, and this is Mechazik what we said yesterday, when Asurois we had a Tzad for Chalitza. Pturois is really out of the Parsha completely. And if she's out, she's out completely. Poshet that she's Potu Michalitza. They explain it later. But on the Tzoro, we had a tzad that she needs a chalitza. This The Hemshach of Yivomes, that could be a big nafkemina. But Rashi says that if the Tana would write two lois, I would know she's out completely. My only suffix would be on the Tzor, maybe the Tzor would need a chalitza. But not more from that. So in the Mochem, I have often a gemore like that. It's not stam diuk, it's often a gemore. Gemore says, Erve gufe loy tzrich ekro. Zogt Rav, and I can ami. Shteyde the Mishnah, poitrois. Doesn't say tzurois ve poitrois. Obviously, the Tana did not have to speak about her. The Tana spoke about only the Tzor. This is Chesa Mudalev, Oma Rove, Erve gufe loy tzrich ekro. Dai kenami, diktoni poitrois. Veloy toni pturois. The Tana is only saying a chiddush that the Erve patters the Tzor. Why the Tana doesn't speak about her herself? Erve gufe loy tzrich ekro. But Erve gufe loy tzrich ekro to say that she's part of Michalitza. This kasha already under the lines we spoke about. The Tana needs to write Chamesh Sanoshim, Pturois, Menachalitza Vimenaivu. Are you telling me if the Tana would write Chamesh Sanoshim, Pturois, Vepoitrois, you would not know Chalitza? So I need a Mishnah to tell me that she's part of Michalitza as well. The Tana says, and the Erve, you don't need a Pasuk, not that she's part of Meivu, and not that she's part of Michalitza. Only on the Tzor. Again, it would be Oisrois, it would be Andre Razach. But now that it's Poitrois, and we know that the Geder is, that is a Ptu, the Elver herself, and the Minna, she's Potu, the Tana doesn't have to speak that she's Potu Michalitze, it's Poshu that she's Potu Michalitze. The whole Chiddush is that the Tzor is Potu also for you Michalitze. You need a Asbor, if you see the Magia, the Ritva is a big Agos, the Ritva, the Magia there says again, it's a Pshat, here it says a ganze pshat, what is the pshat in it? And there's an andere esbeir. But we call him a koi. I'm just saying, yesterday we told him, before the Gemara, it's not a chalitza, why the Gemara is repeating? He said, no, and Oisles was posher. And then we don't have to say kol shein oile. Here it's poitrois, that was the build-up of yesterday shir. Now we're just taking it to the next level. Even in the second shtickle, zog the ritmo, and herself is vital no sal kedai no. If she's poto, she's poto. I only needed klape in the tzor. But when I know Poitrois, when I know Zafkoe, so I know she's Potur and Gatsi. The Tzor that is Nifka Machmoso, Tzor Mias will have to have a Chalitze. Or Benish the Elber herself. This is Be'etze and the Tzus of the Shmaiz.
But
the Tzor of the Bas, the Elber Bas, the Mishnah. And here is another shtick of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, okay? Now is a kasha. Velitne min ha'ibum v'nachalitza. Inan v'nachalitza l'chude. Why the Tana writes, Turis v'nachalitza v'ha'ibum. Yibum is before, zog Rashi. Nit de yibum v'reishet do ikari, do oksivim lo yachbet so ish lo kachat v'chol tzo. Hoim chofetz leyabem, almen mitzvahs yibum bereishet. You don't want to do yibum, im lo yachbetz ish leyabem, you do chalitze. So why the Tana says, turo min hachalitze vehayibum? Write the opposite. Write the opposite. And for the Gemara, Abba Sholi, the Omar, mitzvahs choylet chalitze koydemes le mitzvahs yibum. So it rashi beperek acholetz Abba Sholi, Omar, hakoynes yivimte leshemnoi, לשם אישוס כאילו פגע בערבה וקוריב בעין האליר סבלד מאמס המשנה זה בשאול הבשאול הולד חליצו קרידמס דהיבום וואי הבויל אישתו יקוי נסיבונתי לשם נוי לשם אישוס כאילו פגע בערבה וקוריב בעין האליר סבלד מאמס. So this is בעצם the first time in Yevomes that the Gemara brings down הבשאול, and I want a little bit to explain שיטס הבשאול and what a שמר מיני בבין נסיב. Reb Chomer in Kovetz Ha'ores Simen Lamed Vav brings down, and I will show the four kashas, make it a little bit easier to have the Yisrael on the show. He brings down a Ramban. Everyone knows Perek Abol Yevintoi Daf Samach Aleph Echot Shoigeg VeEchot Meizi. The person is boiled on Yevama, he falls from the roof into his Yevama Bia Shoigeg, he's Koine. If you have a shoal, you look again at the elder, right? זוג דרמב"ן, כניסו אותו בכל מגדל הרמב"ן, הך מסניסים דלא יקה אבא שאול. רבי חולון שימי למדבוי ויש א', ובחידוש הרמב"ן כוסר, דאבא שאול פולי גאות את נאב, הבועל יבין תרשוי גגמי זתקנות. זוג דרמב"ן, לפי אבא שאול, יקן בי כהנה בשגן. פרקטר רבי חולון צייה פור גמורת that I want to ask. One gemara in Daf Kuf Tes Kuf Yud Aleph, we learned it at the beginning of Zman in the bottom of the first Amud. Koten Aboal Achtano Tegadlenu the Yavam the Yavonov the Yavam is a little kid, the Yavonov stays with him together till he's grown up, but they could have high issues together. The Yavam is not Mechav and Hashem Yivu, right? So it's a Arayas. She's doing Gilui Arayas if you have a show. So we have to say Dan Gmot the Leike have a show. No, Acholitz, everyone is learning Acholitz. Yeah. Everyone is learning Acholitz, because the guys are not Nagia. Yeah? Bias Muru Beres, you're not Chayev Kores, but you're not Chayev Mitzvah? No. So why not if you have a Shoal, you're Chayev Kores?
Shoal
says only if you have bad attention. Pashtus. You have to be Chayev Mitzvah, it's not bad attention. Shem Ishus is not bad attention. What the matter?
No attention, maybe
it's not. So you have to have mechab in the mitzvah. Mu'beres is no mitzvah. Hashem doesn't ask you to do it, there's no mitzvah. So we have to divide three kashas. Be a shogeg, zog de Ramban, de lo ike abo shol. Be a mu'beres, a cholet, in ad oivere isu. De lo ike abo shol. Be a skotten, daf kuf tes kuf yudalef, de loike abu shol. And the fourth kasha for the gmorin daf mem alef. Zarash bo, hutro, v'neesro, v'chosro, v'hutro. So the Rashbo says, the Yevomo was muter, she became osu, and then she became again muter. So the Rashbo says, tachzor le'eteira arishon, is no mitzvah. Mitzvah went off, targinoya. But the ishesach, that went off, doesn't come back. This is the Rashba Daf Mem Aleph. Eloi ke Abashol? Abashol. So we have four Gemoras, this is where Rebbe Chonon is mine. Lefi Abashol, only if you mechav and Hashem mitzvah yikoyne, Lefi Rabbonon, even if not, be as Shoyke, be as Kotn, be as Mu'beres, and Hutro, Venesro, Vechosro, Vehutro is no mitzvah. Zot Rebel Chonon, what is the machlekes Abel Shoul and Rabbonon? The way Rebel Chonon wants to say pshat. Zot Rebel Chonon, the machlekes is Rabbonon learned the Ishesach drops. Val is a mitzvah, the Ishesach drops. Even if you're not mekayim the mitzvah. For the mitzvah, the Ishesach drops. Abel Shoul holds the mitzvah is matcha the Ishesach. Bemele b'shoigek is no. The mitzvah is matcha de ishesach. Memel, if you're not mechav in Hashem mitzvah, it's osu. Lefi Rabbonon, the ishesach disappeared. Venire, reading Ois Beis. The behop ligi abishol for Rabbonon. Bebir shei nekoi neike isura de ishesach. The abishol svir le de isura de ishesach mitra mi bei mitzvah sivum. Kmo I bechol esed eichel eishese. Ve Rabbonon svir le de abihutro. Ve lo itchuy. So Rebbe Chonon is learning that Lefi Abba Shoul, Lefi Rabbonon, the Ishesach disappears. And Lefi Rabbonon, the Ishesach disappears. And Lefi Abba Shoul, the Ishesach is dear. And if you're mechav in Hashem mitzvah, you're not over. If you're not mechav in Hashem mitzvah, you are over. Masha'enke, Lefi Rabbonon, the Ishesach disappeared. So if someone asks, what is the machlekes Abba Shoul and Rabbonon? Abba Shoul holds the Ishesach doesn't disappear, but many have to mechav in Hashem mitzvah. And if you're Rabbonon, the Ishesach disappear. The Ishesach disappear. And Azei v'Rebel Chonon, he brings down all the Chonon, if you can't know the Chonon in the Zir, I don't know why they... V'zeh Loshen HaRambam B'tshuvas, כבר יודעתו מסקונס פסק ההלוכה כמצווס ייבום קוידמס לחליצו, לקרבונו ואפילו אינו מסכבל לשם מצווה, לשם נוי, לשם אומן, מפני שמאחר שמייס בלוי בונים, הוא טרול האוכים, ונסתלק איסור הערבה, כחכומים. אומנם לסבור עשה בשאול, מצווה שחליצו קודמס, הויל שסויבר שאיסור הישסח דורכו מפני האיבום, ואם כוונוס לדובר אחר, נעשה פויגע בערבה. רבי חונן פאונדן שוב עשה רמב״ם, על זה יש לי את רמב״ם פירוש המשנה עש בסוף חוירס, זממש מזגו די יסוי דו רבי חונן. אז מה מש זמזגו די יסוי דו רבי חונן. דן לפי רבונו, די שסח דה ספירס, ובא לפי רבונו, די שסח דה ספירס, ובא לפי שסח דה ספירס, במילא לפי רבונו, so doesn't make a difference what you may have it. מה שאין כן לפי אבא שאול, זה שסך doesn't disappear. The mitzvah is דרך הדי שסך. אבל the mitzvah is דרך הדי שסך, אבל אני נד מחבל לשם מצווה, it doesn't work. This is the shtickle aleph of רבל חונון. זוג רבל חונון, if that is true, I want to ask you a question, what's with my דומה, מצווה זה נצריך סכבונה? Volent toy. If you have a shoulder, the mitzvah is doichet. The meila, if you have the shem noy, it doesn't work. What's with man the oma? Mitzvah says tzichas kavon. No, so if you have a shoulder, even if it's a isu, even if I have the shem noy, but mitzvah says tzichas kavon, I have a mitzvah. The meila, the isu will go away.
Even if it's tzichas kavon, still have noise, I go.
You want to ask even better. See? But they find Rebel Chon. If mitzvahs in tzichas kavone, frag Rebel Chonon, if mitzvahs einum tzichas kavone, so if you have a show, why I'm not going? So Rebel Chonon wants to say, maybe, that even when I know mitzvahs in tzichas kavone, but I have the mitzvah, but I don't get the schar, it's not what Hashem wanted, and then the issue doesn't go away. It says, if you have kelayim betzitzis, it's only if the guy is mechavel l'shem tzitzis. Even when our mitzvahs ain't tzichas kavone, so when you do it without kavone, it's written in your name. You get it, it's written there. But the koyach of eset deichaleisa says it doesn't work. A big chiddush. Let me be mine. So again, so we have the kashe, we have a bashol that holds that if you mechavel l'shem noy, you can forgive eishasach, forgive b'helve. And we have Rabbanan that even without Kavanah it's okay. And we have Zog the Ramban, four more Rabbanan. We have Skotten, the Lautus Fei, not the guy in the mitzvah. We have Muberes, not the guy in the mitzvah. We have Shergeg, not the guy in the mitzvah. Hutro and Ezri, not the guy in the mitzvah. Lefi Rabbanan, the Ishesach is gone. Lefi Bishol, the Ishesach has to be doich. Has to be doich. The kasha is thinking over, but doesn't a double honor. I understand if you will say Rabbanon hold l'shem noy is not good, it's good, the Yishasach is gone. It's no aveya. Avashol hold is aveya. Bias Muberes, the Yishasach is gone. Avashol holds is also, the Yishasach is here without the mitzvah. Bias Kot, Utro Benes, Avashol holds without the mitzvah, the Yisrael stays. Rabbanan hold the Isur goes away. That would be good for three out of the four. Kotan Ektana, the mitzvah is in 5 years. Rabbanan said that the Yishasach already went away. He left. It's good. Val Hashem wants the mitzvah, he left. Abba Shaul holds the mitzvah is doicha. Kotan is good. Mubel, there's no mitzvah now. Abba Shaul holds the Yishasach is dear. If there's no mitzvah, it's aveira. Rabbanan holds it's gone. For later, it's gone. Hutro Vanessa, it's gone. Chavin Hashem noy. No mitzvah, it's just kavod, it doesn't work, if you have a shol, it's a veira, if you're a bonon, it's gone. But, it's not written enough, close, but this is what the kasha is. But why be a shoygeg, lefi rabbonon you koine, and lefi have a shol you not koine? I'm asking, shoygeg is a mitzvah or is not a mitzvah? No, shoygeg is a mitzvah or is not a mitzvah? Tell me, what do you think? Is it a mitzvah or not? If there's no mitzvah, don't be koine even lefi rabbonon. Don't have aveira. The Yishasach is gone. Yishasach ran away. Say it. But don't give it to her. if you give it to me, so obviously the mitzvah was even without kavanah. And the male I will ask, even l'shem noi. Again, to explain that l'fiyah b'shol, I need the mitzvah to be doicha the isur reishasach, and I need kavanah l'mitzvah, I believe. And without that, I have aveir. Mubeles, kotano, vutro, v'nesra v'chazru vutro, and l'shem noi. L'fi rabbanon, b'shas, nefila, d'ishasach goes, ועבדה, אם יבס עשר חלויסה בלי שסך אז גם, במילה קטן אז נוי שסך, מובן אז נוי שסך, לשנו אז נוי שסך, ודובנס אז נוי שסך, אז גם. אבל we're going to the fourth case that on that, if you look at רבל חולן, למד ווב, אלף, that what he found ברמבן. That the רמבן holds that אבל שאול is חולק על רבונן, and he holds that if you do be a shoyge, you're not koine. Why you're not koine? The Teretz is, I was not mechav in Hashem mitzvah. So why did you have all that work? They should say, it's God. Why are you going? Why are you going? Hashem said, I don't need to have a kavanah, so I have the mitzvah without a kavanah. So if you have a shol, also let me be going, because I have the mitzvah. So also Hashem man, not begay be elven. Everything is good. If I would only have the other three machlekes, without being a shaykh. I hear, l'fi ha b'shol, they should say, I need to push it off. Without kavanah, doesn't go off. Cotton doesn't go off. Doesn't go off, doesn't go off. L'fi rabbanon, it's off. I hear. But it's a nozim machloikas here. Be'bi ha-shoigek. That the Ramban says, l'fi ha b'shol, it doesn't work, and l'fi rabbanon, it works. And I understand why the Ramban said it. Because if the l'fi ha b'shol, be ha-shoigek works, so you never forget be'elvet. But it works, so she's married to you, so she's not going to lie. So the Ramban had to say, look at the Kevitz HaOretz. Chidush HaRamban goes on, that B'shaul ploy Yehudet Anabali, if you're showing amazing Kvah. And I understand. So the Meile, all of the Shtikl, I'm at Vav Aleph. The Meile, all of the Shtikl is Shvel. It's very nice what Rebbe Chaman is building up. And that is the Mahalach that he found, Shuvas HaRamban, in the new Rebbe Chaman, it's already printed, it's now Shvodas in the back one. The new one is the part of where he's based. That if the Rafil Rabbi Shaul the Ishizach is dear, I need to push it off. If Rabbanon it's not dear, I mean I don't need to push it off. That is good. Although if you're telling me that Bishaykik it works, so it's too much legacy. Another much legacy. The Rabbanon holds that the mitzvah is mistaim on a kavane, and Rabbi Shaul holds, stop to say too much legacy. That is the shvelkeit. And the way of Rebbe Chanan, and again, in a second we'll see, there's a choyim, there's a choyim in Rebbe Chanan, there's a shoyim in Rebbe Chanan. But Rebbe Chanan brings a Rambam in Tshuvas. The Rambam in Tshuvas for sure learned like Rebbe Chanan. Says klar. And if you're Rabban, they should say, it's gone. And if you're Rabban, they should say, it's there. But what's the shaykh?
With the
Kavan. What?
The Kavan,
like, so it's too much like this.
Kotam
Vektano is no mitzvah. Uberes is no mitzvah. Rabbanon say it's long gone, and Rabbi Shaul said it's dear. Klo? That we have to say. Rabbanon hold it leaves. Hutovah it leaves. Even Hanat Sivim Chav Neshem Noi, but it leaves. Rabbi Shaul hold it doesn't leave. Now Rabbanon Chusda they said that it leaves. They said that when I'm doing it b'shegeg it becomes my wife. Even when I'm doing it b'shegeg it becomes my wife. So I'm mekayim the mitzvah. So b'meile, if I'm mekayim the mitzvah, so why if you have a shol l'shem noy is not good? So we're going to say that I have a shol, but I'm mekayim the mitzvah.
You need the
kavanah
to be the
tchuyah. I'm mekayim the mitzvah. If I'm mekayim the mitzvah, so what is wrong if you have a shol? So what we'll say, I have a shol hold, the mitzvah needs here to have with good kavanahs. So it's two machleikas. One machleikas, this is the one way to learn. There's two machleikas. One machleikas is that Rabbi Shaul learns the Yishasach stays, Rabbanon hold that it's God. Another machleikas, Rabbi Shaul holds the mitzvah has to be the Shem Kavanah, and Rabbanon the mitzvah doesn't have to be the Shem Kavanah. That is the Ba'ya and the Tzure, the way Rabbi Chanan is minded. So one way is to say that like we said, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavanah, but I don't have the kiyum of the schar. And to say a big chiddush, that is a kiyum of yibum, not a kiyum, not even without kavanah. aber to be doiche, esse doiche loisese, I need to have a kavonet. And the way to say like this, lefi rabbanon deishes aches gan. B'meile, you're right, that I could do the mitzvah without a kavonet, but then it's not doiche de loisese, but the loisese is gan. Ma she'engi lefi abishon deishes aches not gan. So what has to be doiche? The kiyum ha-mitzvah, and kiyum ha-mitzvah is only done by kavonet. That is one way, and this is the derech of Rebbe Elchanan and Kovitz Oris Lamedvav. Again, so they have the tzus of the shmaisa of where Rebbe Elchanan is learning it. Rebbe Elchanan is learning it like this. So we have two machlokes. Rabbonon learn teishesach es gan. In nishmei geaf and mekayim the mitzvah erna. Abashol holds it's not gan. Three out of the four we understand. Three out of the four we understand. We understand why Ulberus is no Yisur, Kotn is no Yisur, Hutra is no Yisur. Now, and the same thing with Shenno is no Yisur. No Yisur, the Shesach is God. So, we call Mokoy, why if you're Rabbonon Yukoyne, if it's a Kiyum and Mitzvah, then it says like Rebbe Elchanan asked, I know Mitzvah says Eitzach is Kavona, but I have the Mitzvah. Or he says, the Koyach of the Matcha I don't have. So maybe we will be a Shegeg, I have the Maise Mitzvah. But I don't have the koyach hamatcha. For koyach hamatcha, I have to have a kavone. For koyach hamatcha, I have to have a kavone. And b'meile, while I have to have a kavone, b'meile, it doesn't work. This is pochus yoisa, the way Rebbe Elchanan is learning. Avad, it's a very big doicha. Because mechateisi b'chlad that b'shege yukoyne. Well, the Teretz says, kach omu ha-teira, that is the mitzvah. If kach omu ha-teira, that is the mitzvah, is mistaber that b'chai gavne you also have the koyach hamatcha. In a regular mitzvah I could hear. So this is the mahalach of Rebbe Elchanan, this is the tzus of the shmaise, the way Rebbe Elchanan is learning pshat and machlekes abashol v'rabonon. It's more drachim. But before we come to the more drachim, we have to know that Rebbe Elchanan's son asked him, it's written in Kovitz Ha'ores, Lamedvovo is Kimmel. If that is the Pshat, the Rambam paskens la'aloche, Yibum Koidem Lechalitza. Rambam paskens Yibum Koidem Lechalitza. Because he paskens Bias Buberas is no Avere. He paskens Kotno Balak Tala de Gedlenu. So who he paskens like? Yibum Koidem Lechalitza. And when the Rambam brings down the Mishneh, he says, "15 arayes pturis min achalitzo min aibu." Why he was matik the loshon haMishnah? Arambam shpturis min achalitzo meidu kosher. This is Rebbe Elchanan's kasha b'shem ben haMechaber laMedvov ois gimel. I know it's not such a stark kasha. It's already a Mishnah, so the Rambam was matik the Mishnah. But lemaisa, the Rambam is not matik word by word. This is Rebbe Elchanan's kasha. Kosav shepturis min achalitzo min haibu. Umakshine. Arambam sheposa ke rabonon. Lama nokat ke hai lishne? Lama nokat ke hai lishne? And the son of Rebbe Elchanan wants to say a teire, but to see it be made. We have to know, even that this is the mahalach b'shitas Arambam, and Rebbe Elchanan in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, and it's a Ritva and a Mukiyos from Perek Sheni, they learn Abba Shaul as Moide that be a Shegeg is Koine, is Moide to be a Skotna Baal Aktano to Gadlenu, is Moide to Hutro Venesro, is Moide. Abba Mikol Mokoin, he learns that Mide Rabbonon, if you have the wrong Kavone, is Ki'ilu Pergea Be'erwe. Again, the first sheet of the Ramban to learn Abishol is the Reise. Kipshuto, you're not doing it, it's a Yishasach. We have the Kasha, why the Rambam is Matik? We have a second Kasha, we said a Shtikul Deirem, we have to a Shtikul Bor to Miyashe. But we have to know, Shukhano Uchsim El Kuf Samach Aleph, and Ebn Ezer, he brings Yesh Oyvim Shiyubim Koidim Lechalitza, Veyesh Oyvim Shechalitza Koidemes Leibum, and this is Lemaise today, the Minek, that we don't do Yibum. And it was, I remember 10 years ago, it was a Yid, I'm sorry, 15 years ago, Choshev a Yid. It was after that, people stopped to listen to him, but he was one of the Choshev David Chachomim, and he took out 5 Kuntrisim to prove that Lamaisa we pass in Kerabonon during the Sugya. There's no Inya to do Chalitza. Shulchan Aruch has a Das Yochi to say to do Chalitza. B'meile, he wants that everyone to start to do Yibum, and B'meile, he had raised that the whole Golas is only because of that. B'chule, b'chule. That was his all Cheshbonis, but you. And if people will bring back to do Yibum, Mashiach will come. And Choshev Yid, I remember him coming to the mirror, giving out his booklets. It was not one of the biggest Talmid Chachomim. After that, he became Ois Talmid Chacham. Yeah? Because Klal Yisrael do Chalitza only. But we have to know, the Shulchan Aruch is a shita that because we pass him like Rabbanon, Mu'beres, Tano, we pass him, B'yashegim, we for sure pass him like Rabbanon, Mitzad Echol. And Mitzad Shein, we have a B'shol. So the Rabban says, yeah. So these are the two shittas. One shita is that Be'etzem, Abashol is choylik and all of the Mishnayas. All of the Mishnayas are the Leike Abashol, chutz from the first Mishnah in Yevomis. Or no, all of the Mishnayas are also like Abashol. Afilu hochi, Abashol holds chalitza kedem as the Yibum, but he's masking to all of the Mishnayas. We have to a little bit finish that, but we have to go by.